The fruits of our labor denotes in order to have fruit, we must have labor. So, here are the fruits, 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. Whereas before we were talking about the gifts of the Spirit, here, take this because you need it. Take this and there is nothing for it. To each man is given a measure of faith, and is given faith. Now, if we notice also, fruit, faith is a fruit. Faith is a gift, faith is a fruit. Right? We understand that so far? The most profound truth in this world that anyone can realize, and they always realize once they start working, right around 15, 16 years old, is you get what you pay for. No matter what you do in life, you will not get something good out of it if you don't put into it. You have to work for that. And it's the same thing with the fruit. And that's the basis of the idea of the fruit. The fruit is a harvest. And in order to have a harvest, you have to put into this harvest. It's from the sweat of your brow, from the sweat off your back, the strength of your back that causes you to bring in a good harvest. If you have this faith, faith is like your tomato. Someone gives you a gift. Here, have this tomato. I know you like them. You could use it, right? That's a gift. But it's also a fruit in that you can take those seeds and you can plant them and you can have more faith. However, you can't just grab the seeds and throw them down on the side of the road and then walk away and come back in a couple of months and expect tomatoes. It's not going to happen like that. The instant that you throw that faith down to try to plant it, to try to create more faith, to try to have a harvest, something is going to try to get at it. You have to put effort into it. You have to put thought and foresight into it. You can't just throw it in the old place. You have to put it in good soil. You have to make sure that it's going to get sun. You have to make sure it's going to get water. You have to make sure it's planted in the right time and in the right season. You can't just throw it out right now. You ain't going to get nothing, right? You can't just throw it. The second that it hits the ground, there are going to be bugs and birds trying to eat the seeds. Even if you take pains and you plant them in the earth and you water them, there are still going to be things trying to dig them up. When the sprouts come up, you still have animals trying to get at your fruit. You have weeds that try to choke the plant out. It's the natural, it's nature that attacks what you tried to put in. And it's nature what attacks when you plant your spiritual seeds as well. You can't just throw seeds down. You can't just throw faith down and expect to harvest a bunch of faith unless you take time and pay attention to what's going on to that stuff. You have to make sure that it's cultivated properly. You have to turn the earth. You have to put it in the right place. You have to do it at the right time. You have to make sure that the weeds are taken from it. Now, I use faith and I use tomatoes for a very important reason. Because not only are tomatoes delicious, and so is faith, but faith is a fairly easy plant to grow. Faith, you throw it down, you pay attention to it, and you get harvest a couple months later, like tomatoes. You throw them down, you make sure nothing's tearing them up, you tie them up, and you're pretty good. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't tax you. But today I'm going to focus on one of the different fruits. I'm going to focus on patience. And patience is not an easy fruit to cultivate. Patience is not a tomato like faith is. Patience is like the corn of the vegetable world. Corn is very taxing to the soil. When you throw corn down, corn is so taxing, as a matter of fact, they have to rotate it. And those of you that are familiar with the farming community, when you plant corn, you can't plant corn constantly. Otherwise, you're going to use up your soil and your earth is going to be no good anymore. And the same thing is with patience. With faith, you can throw it down, you can pay attention to it, you get a good harvest. It doesn't tax your soil too much. When faith goes wrong as you're cultivating it, when you get your faith tried, when you have things come against your faith and you start to lose your faith, what happens? You start to depend on yourself. I'm going to trust God for this. I'm going to trust God for that. I'm going to trust this person for that. I'm going to trust this person for that. It starts to go awry. You know what? If you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Right? Oh, you just make more work for yourself. When you have your patience tested, you start to hit folks. Oh, you get cut off on the street, you want to cuss somebody out. That one guy at work is just asking for it. Man, he just don't want to let up. Right? That's what happens when patience gets tested. This is a very taxing fruit. But it's taxing for a reason. It's very important. It's one of the most important. It's a very profound and very necessary fruit to have. There are reasons that these fruits are listed here. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Because if you don't have those things, then you end up not being where you could be. And more importantly, you have that lack, and that lack causes you to not be where you should be. A lot of times, the lack of faith will draw you back, will hold you back, when you should have something that you're supposed to have. A lot of times, and I'm sure of it, and those of you who have kids know, and jobs, and anywhere you go where patience is tried, those of you will know that if you don't have patience, it's hard to get ahead. It's hard to get ahead in everything, in every aspect. Patience is a very important thing.